Chris,
Bethany.
before you go, I want to thank you for coming, and I want to ask you if you would have the time to do that number crunching, and in hopes that Stephanie can also do some of that with Markeisha, time permitting, and hopefully next time we meet, we could have Stephanie back with us and review these numbers in the current context and make sure everything still fits the way it did a while ago. Do you think you'd have time to do that and join us again?
By our next meeting? I do if I'm welcome to come. You know, I definitely don't want to be the harbinger of like ill will within this committee, but if I'm welcome, I would be glad to do that. Yes.
Actually, I just want to say, I think that your message is the same message I try to project, although I think you were more elegant than I usually am. And, you know, the point is, okay, this is in the past, and now we have to move forward. We have to move forward from where we are now. We have to figure out where we are now and go forward to save this network. And so I couldn't agree more about that. And that's what we have to work together. And if putting these things from the past behind us is the way to do it, okay. If we can't put them completely in the past, it doesn't matter. We still have to go forward and fix these things. So with that, I know you have somewhere to go. I'm going to let you go. And
I do.
Thank you again.
Sure. And
go ahead.
Beth, do you have a question? Chris, can you take one quick question?
No, sure. I thought he was done. I'll wait till he's to.
Oh no, I'm done. I have to leave in like 1 minute.
Okay.
Well
thank
after,
you again.
After please. That, then I'd like the floor again, please. Thanks. Put me on the staff.
Okay.
Okay. I'm done.
Why don't you go ahead,
thanks
Chris.
Everyone.
Thank you very much for coming. Appreciate it.
All right. Good night.
Okay. Now, thanks, Beth. You know we're at time, obviously, on this item. Is this your question relating to this item or something else?
It's related to this item. This is the first time. I mean, I've been on the committee now 2 years. I think the current formula was passed just before I came onto the committee, so this is my first time looking at it. And I made a brief comment at the beginning, and then listened patiently while everyone else weighed in. And I have comment more informed now than what would have been at the beginning, and especially given the current situation at my home station, I'd like as much time to comment as others have had, even if that means we need to extend. I mean, I thought that my 10-minute extension before was to include time for me to comment, but if I need to make another motion, then I would do that.
Well, why don't you go ahead and do that then?
Then,
make the motion.
I'll just let you know that McFadden joined.
Oh, firmly. Thank you.
Okay, then.
So Beth, you're moving to extend for 5.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Any objection? Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. In specific response to a few other things I heard. The cost of property taxes is covered by renters too. It's just not as not as a separate line item. It's factored into rent, as well as the profit that most landlords take on top of that. So, actually, being renters, certainly in the case of my own home station, being made renters now will increase our expenses and our precarity. Not the other way around. Flat taxes are known to be inherently regressive. I'm most familiar with my own home station, as each of us is. My concern now is that much like BAI, KPFK has been put at a significant disadvantage by multiple decisions over a course of years, not of our own making. We've been deprived of effective management for 2 years now. We've lost, now we're losing our facility to bail out the rest of Pacifica. Each of us goes through different experiences. Not all of us had to suffer the damage from 9/11 or from Hurricane Sandy or from Hurricane Harvey or from whatever's going to come next. I mean, wait till the Hayward Fault unzips or whatever. I think that I agree with our previous CFO, Anita Sims of NEDA, that it's just not realistic to count on revenue in a budget that's unlikely to be realized. Right now, I've come from meetings the last few days about what's happening at KPFK, and it's hard to imagine, it's hard to envision any kind of future at all. And to be berated for being down when, from what I can see, it's largely due to decisions that were not our own, is pretty hard to swallow. I think that's enough for now. Thank you for allowing me the time.
By all means, and we do have a little more time left. Anybody else want to comment? Well, let me put this. Oh, go ahead, Julie.
So I just want to point out that if we're going to cut some stations a break because they on central services of some variety because we can't, because it's not realistic for them to pay, you know, the same 15% that the other stations pay, then so I also want to point out 15% is not a flat tax because it's based on your revenue. It would be regressive, perfectly regressive, if it were pay this much money and everybody pays the same amount of money. So I just want to be clear about that. Okay, so then the next thing is, if some stations aren't going to pay 15%, and 15%, you know, this is an if, right? We haven't seen the math yet. If 15% is what it takes to cover the national office expenses, then if some stations are going to pay less, then the only way we're going to cover the national office expenses is if other stations pay more than 15%. I just feel compelled to say that. Sorry. Bye. I mean, not bye, just.
yeah, understood. Thank you, Julie. Anyone else? Okay, hearing none, I hopefully we can do one more review of this with the executive director and possibly actually pass something at our next meeting. So having concluded with that, let's go back to our agenda. And the next item on the agenda was a report from the executive director. Stephanie, are you here? She's not here, is she, Fred?
No.
Okay, all right, so we'll go on. If she comes, maybe we'll do that later. And so, Arpal, this brings us up to number 7, set annual meeting dates.
Okay. Do you want me to make the usual motion?
I do, yes, please. Thank
you. Okay. I move that the NFC meet on the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month at 8:30 p.m. Eastern through March 2024.
Very good. And I'll ask for discussion. I have some of my own, but I'll let others go first. Anybody have any thoughts? Okay, I'll give my question. I was thinking that since we've been tasked with monitoring the cash flow crisis, and we also may be dealing with personnel issues, contract issues, and we've needed to schedule executive sessions because of that frequently. Should we schedule an executive session along with each of those meetings just so, you know, that does not say that we'll need everyone or even most of them, but so that when we need them, they're ready and we don't have a problem with not having the 7-day notice. I'll get to you, Teresa. So that's my question for our Paul.
I think I've already said before, I think that we can schedule executive sessions when we need them. If we, you know, the talk expands to the amount of space it's given. So I think if we schedule one for every single meeting, we're going to have a lot more executive sessions than we need or should have. So I think we should do it on a basis of, do we need to have one? So that's my thought.
Okay. And Arpal, may I ask you, we did have this discussion before, and the question is, if we need one quickly, we can schedule an emergency session with how much notice? I know what it is for the national board. I don't know what it is for a committee.
Well, the PNB has come up with a time for that. So whatever the PNB is doing is what we've been doing.
Okay. And who else wanted to speak?
Teresa wanted to ask a question.
Oh, yes, Teresa, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Would it be so bad to notify people similar to what the national board does? I don't think that's going to mean that we're going to have an executive session every time. I don't think we'll have an executive session unless we need to. But can't we phrase it the way we phrase the national board so that we are prepared to go into executive session if we need to?
Well, I think on the national board, you're dealing with all directors there, and there's language about, you know, the officers agreeing, and I think even for the LSBs, if all four officers agree, I think on the national board it's the three officers, and that works for the when it's the full body. But for a committee, I should have looked this up. I don't know if a committee can just do that. Of course, we all know that once you get a quorum in a room, it's a meeting, but you know that can exclude people sometimes. So I'm not married to this idea. I just thought it would be convenient. But if the secretary doesn't think it's convenient and we can muddle through otherwise, that's fine. Beth, was that you?
It's not up to just me.
No. Okay. I'm sorry. I tracked that. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. 2 points. One is that my understanding is that the requirement for so many days notice is for public meetings, and that because closed session meetings are not public, they don't have the same requirement of advance notice like that. And maybe Julie can corroborate that or clarify that if that's not if there's more to it than that. And the other thing is that a previous board I sat on of public elected position on my local water board always included on the agenda one item usually at the end of the agenda for a closed session if necessary to reserve that option so that if things came up we had that option available to us. And that also, so that set of rules also included the requirement that when we go into closed session, we identify what the actual agenda item is so that there's accountability there. But I would just suggest that we could, even rather than having two separate meetings with two separate agendas for the same night, one open and one closed, I thought we had talked through that at the national level and excuse me, and determined that it can all be done in one agenda as one meeting and just make the certain items toward the end closed items. That's been what I've seen elsewhere. Thank you.
I'm going to go to Julie in just a moment. I like the idea of the executive session if needed. That kind of achieves the convenience that I was thinking about. And yes, so let's go to Julie. And Julie, we know that we've established this kind of a unified meeting, I guess you might call it, with Rise and Report at the end. How do you envision that for committees? And then please answer Beth's question directly as well.
Yeah. So let me start with Beth's question. So it's the CPB that we don't wind up running afoul. You know, the CPB regs about giving the public advance notice that we don't run afoul. I mean, obviously, what we don't want to do is, you know, call emergency meetings with like next to no notice, even if they're closed session meetings. We don't want to annoy ourselves by doing that too frequently. But the point is, we're figuring this out for the whole year. And that's where I really do think that, you know, oftentimes the PNB meeting schedule, you know, says summer, all of this meeting may be held in closed session, you know, when we schedule them far out in advance. And the good news there is, you know, you get them on everybody's calendar and then they have a regular, you know, they understand the regular schedule, but you can't predict, you know, what's going to happen in 2 months. Do we need to have a closed session or not? And it's easiest probably for all our Paul to just put them on the calendar once, have a little proviso that summer, although this meeting may be in closed session. And then, you know, if we don't need the closed session, we won't have it. And okay. I think I answered Beth's question, and then it seemed to me that maybe there was something about yours, Jim, that I didn't answer.
Yeah, we've gone to this new way of rising and reporting after the executive session as part of the public meeting. And do you envision that as being appropriate for the committees as well?
You know, we could do it in committees too. You know, I think that the really important thing to do is to make sure that if there's a closed session, that there's a report out at least by the time of the next meeting, and or that we include the report out in the next meeting. And then, of course, the other thing is that the report out should be posted, and I think it's within 10 days on KPFTX. I think 10 days is what the CPB regs say. So,
okay.
You know, which if we do the report out at the end of the meeting, that's not that hard.
R. Paul, is that?
Yeah, please go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah. Okay, what we also need to understand is that there's also these are actually also FCC regulations. Because the CPB just copies FCC stuff. So that's why you need to give the public notice of what's going on and whether you're going to meet in private or whatever. So there's that. Okay, I have two concerns. One, sometimes, you know, I said before about the talk expanding. That's one concern. The other concern is going too much to executive sessions without doing stuff that's really necessary to do an executive session. And, you know, I've made my views about that known to the committee a couple of months ago, and I think that's an issue as well. So, you know, unnecessary executive sessions or executive sessions that don't really discuss confidential stuff is in itself a problem, and I'd like to see us not make it so that we make it so easy to fall into that trap. That's my concern here.
I had a feeling it wasn't just convenience for our Paul and Secretary. I hear that. Go ahead, Beth.
Yes, I would like to suggest that we consider having a secretary post each of the proposed meetings for the rest of the year, from now through this time next year, to reserve the time and so that we can all plan around it. But that the actual agenda doesn't need to be posted until later. We don't have to determine how to handle all of the agendas and all the open and closed sessions for the whole year here tonight. That if for tonight, I think it would be sufficient just to get those dates, to preserve the time, set it aside for these meetings. And I think this has been a good discussion, and that it's I'm kind of grateful to think that we don't have to come to a final be-all, end-all decision on all of it here tonight. Thank you.
So, Beth, as I understand it, I'm sorry, who was that?
Paul would like to say something, too, but others can go, but whatever.
Okay, I heard Sharon first, and then our Paul, but I wanted to ask Beth if well, let me just hear from those two first, and then I'll ask you. Go ahead, Sharon.
I just want to say I tend to agree with our Paul about the executive session's expansion. I believe we should do most of our talking in public session, just as a general comment. But then this is my only thought. This is a thought. This is just something maybe to consider. Because the NFC is a committee, it's not actually the Pacifica National Board, and it is also not a local station board. So my question is, do the CPB rules regarding open meetings actually apply? That's my question and comment. That's all.
I believe the answer to that is yes. And that's why we have the whole KPFTX thing where we announce all of our meetings. It's part of the reason for that. Does anybody else have another opinion?
I do, but...
Well, hold on, Paul.
Let me say, at some point, I am recalling, now this is quite a number of years ago, we had a lawyer on the committee talking about, you really have to say if you're going to executive session, because they at the FCC also, we got to keep in mind, FCC and CPB care about that. Part of it is they don't want too much stuff being secret, all right? And that's an issue there. As for posting it all for the year, that's what's done. I mean, what Beth described to do is what I've been doing. If you look at KPFTX for tonight and next the next meeting, you will see that they were posted in, March of 2022. So, when the motion passes, whatever we decide, after the meeting, after I eat, I will start doing all of those. What is it? I'll post 24 meetings up there all at once and reserve that time. And there was something else in there that has now slipped my mind because I'm past time when I need to eat. Anyway, so it does get posted. What Beth suggests be done is what's done every time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, our Paul. And Beth, the question I was going to ask you before is that a motion that you were making? And I think the way I heard you read it, it did not include your suggestion about the water board meetings that was with time for an executive session if necessary. So you're leaving that out, and were you making a motion?
I was suggesting doing exactly what Art Paul says is already done or he's about to do, and that we should, it's good that we've discussed the rest of this and we can continue to consider it as necessary, and I was being grateful that we didn't have to decide everything for the whole rest of the year here tonight, and so it seems like, especially given that Art Paul's got those bases covered, I don't think a motion is necessary now.
I think that's fair enough. But our Paul, would you like to have a motion?
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, I made a motion that the NFC meet on the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month at 8:30 p.m.
Yes,
through March 2024. That's the motion that's on the floor.
Yes, you did. Okay.
And I seconded
very good. Yes, very good. I just thought maybe you – all right, very good. So, any further discussion? Hearing none, any objection? Don't hear any. Very good. So we'll consider
Yay.
That done. How about them apples? Okay. Now, it is 10:16 by my clock, and I would like to ask to extend for maybe 15 minutes. I don't think we'll need all of it, but could I get a motion to extend for 15 minutes to discuss the last item on the agenda, which is selecting budget timelines, or a budget timeline, I should say.
So moved. Beth.
Okay. Is there any objection? Hearing none. Okay. Thank you all for that. This is something
Mr.
we had.
Mr. Chair.
Yes. Go ahead.
I don't know when I'll be able to, so this is a point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Have you sent out a list of everybody's contact information on this committee? If not, I hope you will. Somebody.
Yeah.
Just in case I don't get a chance to mention that. Thank you.
I think we should ask the secretary. Just let's clean that up
okay.
right now.
I need Teresa Allen's email address to put her on the mailing list. Two, I think up on kpftx.org that has that. Let me I don't want to have to go to it right now. It's a problem.
Okay.
But I think on kpftx.org, when you are logged in, it knows if you're a member of the committee, and you can look at the committee data,
okay.
and it gives all that stuff.
No problem,
but
you
need
you.
To give me your email address. So I am rpm@glib.com. Everybody has that. Just send me an email, and I will put you. I will send you the invitation to the list. Okay.
Okay, Teresa.
Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Very good. Thank you. So, without further ado, let's go to the budget timelines, traces, and our Paul sent them out to us. What was it, a couple of weeks ago, Arpal? They're setting up some choices.
I think so. Sometime relatively within the last month, yeah.
Yeah. And Sharon brought this up, and just by way of explanation for anybody on the stream who's listening, we have had budget timelines in the past. They weren't always well adhered to. They're obviously a good thing. And it would be advisable for us to adopt them again, in my opinion. And we have some choices. Personally, I don't think it matters that much which one we choose, but I'd like to hear from our Paul, who's had some experience, possibly from Sharon, who recognized the importance and brought it up, that we had made a conscious decision not to have one last year because everything was running so late. And just have everybody else chime in if they wish. So, Arpal, could you remind us of what the choices are and what your thoughts are?
Looking at it, let's see. What we have is, it's scattered all over the PDF reader. That's lovely. All right. Generally, what it happens is there are about 9 steps that have been done in the past or have been brought up in the past. Some of them definitely get done, some of them not so much. For instance, the very first one will say that the CFO, whom we don't have anymore, is supposed to meet with treasurers to outline budget development process and paperwork submission and call for budget priorities to be discussed. Now, that first part, the CFO meeting with treasurers, I think it happened in a – I won't put it the way I want to put it – in a half-not-good way once. It just doesn't get done. Call for budget priorities to be discussed. That sounds like a good idea. It doesn't knock anything down. So that's the kind of thing. Let me just go fast through other things without taking too much time here. Then the next thing would be identify and rank budgets, priorities on a scale to 1 to 5. Then there's generate a draft station budget, compile and distribute draft network budget to LSPs, review the budgets by the LSPs, then the NFC reviews it, then the CFO compiles and distributes it all, a bunch of stuff the CFO is supposed to do, and it ends with, on September 30th, the PNB would adopt the budget because the NFC will have sent it along to them. It's better to read these things than to have, you know, one person like reading it out loud and all, because they're pretty much exactly the same. What we might want to do, I mean, I don't know that we should, I don't know if we're going to be able to do it at this meeting right away. I would say streamline it, and like the first thing, figure out when we want to do it, April or May, call for budget priorities. Now, it used to be quite a few years ago that that happened in April, and maybe we could do that as long as we're going to cut out, well, I hope we cut out, the fictional idea of a CFO meeting with the treasurers to talk about it. So we could start with April calling for budget priorities. And then a bunch of this does sort of work out, except you got parts with the CFO in there, and we don't have a CFO. So I'm not sure about that.
What do you think about replacing the CFO with either the ED or, and I know we don't want to redesign our business manager's job description here in this committee, but I think, you know, basically the ED has been sort of been the acting CFO in this period when we've been without a CFO, and then, you know, when we came to be without accounting. I don't, maybe we shouldn't enshrine a title there.
Part of why this was done this way was so that it wouldn't be nebulous. Now, if we want to assign something to, say, the executive director, we got to talk to her first. And she could also probably delegate some of that to the national business manager, I suspect. And so that sort of thing could happen. But the main thing, I think, is we need to decide, well, on which of these templates which one we like. Because some of them start – I mean, one of them for 2019 started in August, okay? Others start in May, and others, a long time ago, started in April. So you've got various different times to start these things. You know, again, we could do it like, you know, I think it's very, the first one is very easy. Call for budget priorities to be discussed in various venues. And you just tell everybody, start doing that. And the treasurers can go to their LSPs and their local finance committees and say, you know, we got to do this, and also tell management, of course, getting budget priorities together.
Yeah,
that's a pretty easy one.
Well, why don't we do this one piece at a time? So let's tackle number one.
Okay.
And what I think number one is what you just said. Now I think we need to give you a chance to write it down.
Okay. So you wanna? Oh God. Okay, it's in a PDF. Trying to get the PDF software to copy this. Why does it want to copy? Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, and I see if I can put that into here. And, it sent it in. All right, so you want something to say...
Why don't we just say management? And that could be the ED or the general manager. I mean, the general managers generally start the conversation. Well, it used to be the business managers would start the conversation.
Well, it's call for budget priorities to be discussed.
Right.
So I think the NFC could probably say, we hereby call for these things to be discussed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess it would need to go to
the... I'm sorry. I just stepped on you. Go ahead.
I guess, you know, since we can't tell anybody anything, I guess it would need to go to the... well, actually, since it says CFO originally, we could recommend this to the executive director, and she could say, okay, stations, start getting your budget priorities discussed, and the managers will have to, you know, start looking at the FY24 budget priorities. And
that sounds sensible.
One thing.
Yeah. That sounds sensible because, as you pointed out earlier, no CFO. Why? So let's go with ED. And, you know, stations used to have business managers. They don't for the most part anymore. So, yeah, we just call on the managers. That's, I think that's right.
All right. Another thing, let me point out. So in general, that would happen in some of these we're looking at. It happens in May. The next real thing is June 30th of a year, the end of June, generate draft station budgets and submit to CFO. That sounds like a hard point. You know, we should have, by the end of June, stations will generate a draft budget by the end of June. And then
submit them to wherever you're going to put them so we know that it's being done. You know, part of the problem is when we've had timelines and when we haven't had timelines, people just don't, you know, it just doesn't get done. And we can't, if we don't get the budget, there's nothing we can do about it. So can we specify where this will be reported so that we can check on that?
Okay. Hold on one second. I'm trying to make this thing bigger so I can actually see it, and it's opening up in other software and zoom it page width. Okay. All right. Oh, I just brought one up from 2006, and it has the first thing happening in March. So somewhere in there, you know, somewhere in the springtime.
I'm okay with that. Setting an early date can't hurt. I mean, we can just sit on things and not do anything as well. But since getting it done seems to be our problem, I don't have any problem at all going earlier. You know, early is better than later.
What I'm going to do is make a sort of fast list of some of this stuff here fast. And yeah, I'm going to make a list of what would have to be done. And then we can think of when maybe we want to do it. And, you know, maybe we'll leave a thing or two out.
Paul, you're thinking about that, we extended for 15 and we're rapidly approaching that. I was hoping this would be kind of a working meeting and we could actually put this together, but maybe what we need to do is work on it behind the scenes, you know.
That sounds like an idea.
Yeah, I think maybe we should do that.
Okay, so we can put this off to the next meeting where I will bring in some suggestions, okay?
And may I request, and if this is not convenient for you, but if you could actually make some suggestions and then we could have some feedback by email with the whole committee, then maybe, you know, instead of trying to do this and make the sausage here on the meeting, which is, it's nothing wrong with as a committee, then that's what committees do. They work.
Yeah.
But maybe we could have a lot of this done and talked about and, you know, pretty well finished by the time we come to the next meeting.
Is that going to be doing our business in public or not? Again, this relates to the executive session stuff because we would then not be doing it in public. What we can do
let me suggest this: if we were doing this just you and me, or you know, you were just doing it by yourself, you'd be just coming up with something that then the committee was going to talk about and you know, maybe adopt. So this would be like doing the preliminary work as a committee, a working type arrangement. by email. That's all. I don't think that's secret. We would have to bring it to the full committee, discuss it in public, and then vote.
Oh, discuss it in public. Yes, that's the issue.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll bring something for the next meeting.
To see what we're doing in the committee and add to it if they wish.
Okay.
Or discuss it, you know. All right, so do we need a motion for that?
I don't think we need a motion for that. I just agreed I'll bring this stuff in next time.
I agree. But could you also agree that maybe we'll have that if you get your list and you could send the list out and then people can
Yes, I'll send the list out.
Yeah, yeah. Very good.
Okay.
All right. I'm very happy with that. Thank you. That's a lot of extra work. As always, we appreciate that work, our Paul. Is there anything anybody else has to say about this matter? Hearing none, I think we are at our time certain. So,
with point of information before we adjourn.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, I'm wondering if we know why the executive director wasn't with us tonight. She wasn't at the last meeting either, so it's been a month since we heard from her in this meeting.
I know last month, I believe she was traveling. I don't know. I did not speak to her today.
Because there's a lot going on now. So. Okay, thank you.
Well, Julie, sorry. I think I know. She's on
a
board that hears.
It's not public.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's on a board that had like a series of meetings, and I think she just thought she'd be late, but, you know, like this is a meeting that she was not at liberty to reschedule. So no, I'm sorry I didn't pass that word along to you, James.
You know, now that you mentioned that, I saw something to that effect myself that I now recall. And I don't know if that was for last time's meeting, but I know she's involved in another board. She only has to do this once a year, but it just so happens it conflicts with our chosen time of Tuesday. So
exactly.
I do recall seeing that. Thank you for that reminder, Julie. And for that question, Beth. Okay, so back to, unless anybody else has anything further on this, I think we can say we're adjourned. We are adjourned. Oh, go ahead, Kamel.
Sorry, it's a quick question. So when Stephanie isn't available, Markeisha wouldn't be a qualified backup, or is that just not typically done? I don't know the procedure there.
Well, the bylaws call for the CFO to do a lot of this, as our Paul was kind of mentioning or alluding to earlier. And since Markeisha does not have the CFO title, excuse me, and she has, I guess, traditionally been a little bit of a private person, when she agreed to accept the national business manager appointment, it was kind of understood that she would have a limited public exposure in these things. So Stephanie has been coming to the NFC and acting as the CFO. So, you know, we're supposed to have a CFO. We don't have an official CFO. That's something we have to remedy because there are rules about that. But for now, it's been Stephanie taking that public role. And of course, Markeisha works closely behind the scenes.
Got it.
So,
thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Thank you all. I'm going to declare we are adjourned. Well done, everybody. Appreciate it. Thank you, our Paul. A lot of work.